a musical detour. My friend and colleague Leo del Aguila made this recording late on a January afternoon earlier this year. We were in Timbuktu, in Mali, in West Africa, on an assignment for the National Geographic Radio Expedition Series. Timbuktu is an ancient community on the southern edge of the Sahara Desert. It's like a border town, but without any national political line actually running through it. It's on the border where the stark, simple, haunting desert starts to blend into the pasture land of the Niger River, the border between desert people with camels and herder peoples with cattle. For power of landscape, the desert is unequaled. But radio producers are grateful for places like Timbuktu, where you don't just see visions, you hear them. To get local color, we arranged to hire a band, and a man came to our hotel to discuss money. "I'll bring a group this evening," he said, $100. Our guide whispered in my ear, "Too much. He's cheating you." $50, I said to the music agent. I am a tough and experienced traveler. He pleaded, we bargained, we settled on $60. That evening, the band gathered in a little outdoor courtyard. A drummer, a wondrous guitar player, and several kids for vocals. I think there were 8 of them, maybe more, and some really young. But just warming up, they sang like angels. We were set to record this song you're hearing, actually, and I remembered a detail at the last minute, and I asked the agent who was there to make them delay. "Look," I said, "just for our records, tell me the name of this group, will you?" "This group," he said? "Oh, this is the Sangha Regional Chorus of Orphans." They played on for more than an hour. It was full dark by the time they left. We gave the extra $40 to the man who was running things. Whether it ever got to the kids, whether it ever would have, who knows?